This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org. And today, I want to talk to you about the Feast of Our Lady that's known as the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Now, sometimes we can confuse all these different doctrines with the technical language can get a little bit jumbled. So what is it exactly that we're talking about? Today, we're talking about the fact that Catholics believe that the Blessed Virgin Mary was conceived without the stain of original sin. It's kind of a logical consequence for us, right? It's an answer to the mystery of how it could be that Jesus himself would be preserved from original sin. Well, we believe that his humanity, which is received from the Blessed Virgin Mary, is preserved from the stain of original sin because she was preserved from the stain of original sin. So don't let this feast get confused in your mind with the great feast of the Annunciation or with Jesus's own sinlessness. The Catechism says this about the Immaculate Conception. To become the mother of the Savior, Mary was enriched by God with gifts appropriate to such a role. The angel Gabriel at the moment of the Annunciation salutes her as full of grace. So that's the biblical defense for the Immaculate Conception. The Catechism continues saying, in fact, in order for Mary to be able to give the free assent of her faith to the announcement of her vocation, it was necessary that she be wholly born by God's grace. So this doctrine was proclaimed, the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, that is, was proclaimed by Pius IX in 1854. He said the Most Blessed Virgin Mary was, from the first moment of her conception, by a singular grace and privilege of Almighty God, and in virtue of the merits of Jesus, the Savior of the human race, preserved immune from all stain of original sin. So lest we get too caught up in this great mystery, thinking, oh, this is just another great Catholic celebration of Mary that takes away from Jesus, we see that in professing this dogma, the Church believes that this particular gift was given to the Virgin Mary in light of Jesus, because of Christ. In 1846, during the Sixth Provincial Council of Baltimore, Our Lady, under the title of the Immaculate Conception, was declared the patroness of the United States. Those bishops made this decision in order to gratify a pious desire pervading the United States. They said, they explained to the Holy Father, that the faithful in the United States were animated with a great devotion to the Immaculate Conception, devotion to Our Lady. Let us pray then to Our Lady for our country this day and every day.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
New York City has mandated COVID-19 vaccinations for employees of both private and religious schools. The new mandate comes in response to the growing threat of the Omicron variant. The new directive, put in place on December 2nd, will require all employees of such institutions to provide proof of vaccination, that is, at least of the first dose, by December 20th, 2021. Mayor Bill de Blasio has called vaccinations the key to a swift recovery from the pandemic. He said in the announcement, "Child care centers will now be just as safe, and it's time to use the tools we have at our disposal to climb the ladder even further. We're doing everything in our power to protect our students and school staff, and a mandate for non-public school employees will help keep our school communities and the youngest New Yorkers safe." The new directive will affect some 960 schools and about 56,000 employees in the most populous city in the United States. The mandate will bring both religious and private school employees in line with their public school counterparts, as well as police officers and firefighters of New York City. It also falls in line with CDC recommendations on vaccinations of school teachers and staff. These new measures, though, have drawn criticism from religious advocates. Members of the Committee of New York City Religious and Independent School Officials were quick to send a letter voicing their reservations against the new mandate. They noted the majority of school employees are already vaccinated. The committee wrote in the letter, "Many of our schools view COVID vaccination as a matter most appropriately left to individual choice, not governmental fiat. Cardinal Timothy Dolan has widely encouraged vaccination."
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalist at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Dreams have always been good to Paul McCartney. One morning in 1965, he famously awoke with a tune for Yesterday fully formed, its melancholy melody belaying his ultra-sunny reputation as the cute Beatle. His troubles seemed so far away during these heady days of mop-topped mania, but 3 years later, the dream shared with his bandmates had transformed into a nightmare of creative disagreements, business squabbles, and personality clashes. McCartney later recalled, "I was going through a really difficult time around the autumn of 1968. It was late in the Beatles' career, and they'd begun making a new album, a follow-up to the White Album. As a group, they were starting to have problems." McCartney recalls, "I think I was sensing the Beatles were breaking up, so I was staying up late at night, drinking, doing drugs, clubbing, the way a lot of people were at the time. I was really living and playing hard." It was then, during one of the brief bouts of fitful sleep that managed to punctuate his insomnia, that he was visited in his dreams yet again, this time by a soothing presence of faith and fortitude. Waking the next morning, feeling restored, McCartney put pen to paper for a new song that recalled this moving experience. "When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be." In years to come, fans around the globe would interpret this figure as the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. But the truth was much more literal for the song's composer. He had felt the warm comfort of his own mother, Mary McCartney, who succumbed to breast cancer when he was just 14 years old. McCartney told the author of his authorized biography many years from now, "I had a dream. I saw my mom, who had been dead for 10 years or so. It was great to see her," McCartney recalls, "because that's a wonderful thing about dreams. You're actually reunited with a person for a second. There they are, and you appear to be physically together again. It was wonderful for me, and she was very reassuring. In the dream, she said, 'It'll be all right.' I'm not sure if she used the words 'let it be,' but that was the gist of her advice." Despite its intensely personal meaning, McCartney has remained good-natured about some pious interpretations of the line. McCartney has said, "Mother Mary makes it a quasi-religious thing, so you can take it that way. I don't mind," he said. "I'm quite happy if people want to use it to shore up their faith."
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.